Riverside County Sheriff asks for help after breakthrough in 2020 mass murder. For years after a mass murder at a marijuana grow operation in a small, rural town in Southern California, the Riverside County Sheriff's Office on January 3 revealed that it has identified three suspects and a motive. The sheriff is asking the public for help in bringing the case to a close. On September 7, 2020, seven people, all of Laotian descent, were shot and killed in what authorities described as a home invasion robbery at an illicit marijuana operation in Awanga. Authorities say they believe the suspects were after cash on the premises, as more than 1,000 marijuana plants and several hundred pounds of processed marijuana remained at the site after the incident. Six of the victims died at the property, while one woman died later at the hospital. Law enforcement has not positively identified all of the victims and have been unable to contact the next of kin for multiple victims in either Laos or the United States. They asked the public to come forward with any information on the victims' identities. The sheriff's office is looking at least three suspects and believe the massacre involved gang members of Laotian descent from the San Diego area. The three suspects were at the scene for at least 15 minutes. They are also persons of interest in other violent crimes against Laotian individuals in the Riverside and San Diego area. "We need our community's help," said Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco at a press conference on Friday. "We know there are people out there who have additional information about these murders and the identity of the suspects. We are pleading with you to do the right thing for these victims' families, and to protect the community from further being victimized by these criminals who prey upon us." Sergeant Jared Bishop, the master investigator in the Sheriff's Office Central Homicide Unit, said deputies did not find any cash at the location, set in a rural, unincorporated part of the city, leading investigators to believe the incident was a robbery. Awanga is a town of approximately 600 people located in the Inland Empire, about 18 miles east of Temecula and 22 miles south-southeast of Hemet. There were multiple survivors at the location in and around the trailer where the Labor Day murders occurred. According to earlier statements made by Bianco, more than 20 people resided at the property, which included a dilapidated two-bedroom house and mobile home. "We have identified several persons of interest who we believe committed this crime and those who may have knowledge," Bianco said. Bianco says the case is more challenging because it involves crimes committed against illegal immigrants, in particular, victims of human trafficking, which investigators believe to be true in this case. Bishop says investigators have collected tens of thousands of pages of digital media evidence related to the case from various sources, including cell phone records and social media records. A large number of the records were in Laotian and have taken time to translate. Technology investigators have nonetheless identified several records and phone numbers that they believe are pertinent to the investigation, said Bishop. Throughout the course of the investigation, investigators followed up on hundreds of leads and interviewed dozens of people. Investigators say they have reviewed many hours of surveillance from various locations near the scenes of the murders, which helped to identify a dark-colored, mid-sized SUV leaving the scene of the murders. They connected a similar SUV to one of the persons of interest, but determined that this vehicle had been destroyed in a collision shortly after the murders and was not processed for evidence. Investigators say they are aware of the reluctance from illegal immigrants to assist law enforcement. "However, you must help us so we can help you," said Bianco. "Anyone with information can contact 955-2777, email magana@riversidesheriff.org, or submit information to the online tip line." The Associated Press contributed to this report.